Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We're dealing with the pastor-teacher role from Ephesians 4, and we've been talking about how they categorize pastors as elders a lot of times in the New Testament. Don't get too wrapped up in the terminology. We get a little bit, I think, a little sidetracked by trying to figure out what word we should use and why we should use it. It's really more of what they're doing than what they're called. And they're supposed to be an example to the believer on how to live. So a pastor, teacher, think of him in terms of shepherd. No one says who's the shepherd of your flock, but that would be metaphorical. But it would still be the right term. We like the word pastor a lot of time. By virtue of their role, let's talk about the role. The elders, and sometimes they're even called presbyters in the New Testament, are called shepherds in the Greek. That's our text. Ephesians 4:11 actually calls them shepherds. Acts 20 calls them overseers. And there's other terms as well. I won't get it too deep into. The congregation's role is just to acknowledge the authority of the leader and follow their lead. Hebrews 13 tells them to follow those who lead over them. But this pattern's not new to the New Testament. I want to make sure you understand that the role of pastor, it was already present in the Old Testament, because Psalms 80 tells us that God is the shepherd of Israel. That'd be the word for pastor. And that whether it's a king, a prophet, a priest, an elder, all of these are acting as the agent in a sort of under-shepherd role. In the New Testament, Jesus is said to be the good shepherd in John 10, and Peter calls him the chief shepherd in 1 Peter 5, and that all the elders are subordinate to Jesus. As I told you earlier, Peter calls himself an elder under Christ, and perhaps that's something Peter has in mind of what Jesus told him in John 21 when he said, "If you love me, feed my sheep." So Peter, who calls himself a pastor, really gives us the New Testament's best example of what a pastor looks like. And that's easy to teach. He accepts Paul's rebuke, bold with the word, adjust your doctrine like he does in Acts 10 when he goes into the house of Cornelius. Love people, be a gentle shepherd, because you read 1st and 2nd Peter and they're beautiful, gentle books. One more thing, because pastor and teacher are so closely linked in Ephesians 4, some but not all elders teach. We've got reference to that in Timothy. We've got reference to that in Titus. For instance, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching." So that tells us that not all pastors teach or preach. And that would be bizarre in the American church for a pastor to not preach, but it was not bizarre in the early church. So it's not as if they have to do both. It's really more of a, the link is there in that most pastors in some shape, form, or fashion do teach. So the pastoral role, it does need a mature, stable Christian. Paul would really talk about a well-ordered life when he describes the role of the elder in 1 Timothy 3 and in Titus 1. And we know that faithful elders are rewarded. And this isn't a performance package sort of reward, but there is a spiritual reward in being faithful over the flock that God gave you. If you have a pastor in your life who feeds you, who leads you, who cares for you, give them double honor, because it is not an easy role. In fact, it's one of the most difficult things I ever did in my life was pastor a local church. And sometimes it will seem absolutely thankless, but the reward is knowing that you're leading someone into a liberty that they might not have had before. And that, a lot of times, sometimes it's the only reward, but it's a great, great reward to have. So honor them today in Jesus' name. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.